Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist, or was it a pharmacist?
Huh, you don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Again, Scent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, Maraca, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Looking to expand voter support, GOP nominee and former President Trump fielded questions at the annual convention for black journalists in Chicago and weighed in on his rivals' rise in the race.
Appearing before the National Association of Black Journalists, the former president said this about his opponent.
She was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black.
Kamala Harris was born to immigrant parents, a father from Jamaica and a mother from India. Asked about his running mate, Trump distanced himself from J.D. Vance, saying he does not agree with Vance's views of childless adults.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Extreme heat and whipping winds fueling nearly 100 large wildfires in western states. The Park Fire in Northern California has charred more than 360,000 acres in less than a week. And the Federal Reserve leaving interest rates unchanged for now, waiting to see if inflation cools even further. This is ABC News. A new study looks at the possible risks of processed meat.
About 2 servings per week of processed meat came with a significantly enhanced risk of dementia, according to a new study. ABC medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton explains. Processed meat.
Things that are chemically processed, like hot dogs, pepperoni, bologna. But it also includes meats that are cured or smoked because that can release chemicals that can harm us. And that can include things like deli meat and sausage.
The researchers tracked more than 100,000 adults in the U.S. for over 40 years. Brian Clark, ABC News.
We've all been told that money can't buy happiness, but a new study suggests otherwise. Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania found an increasing link between having more money and being happy. The study concludes money is a key contributor to happiness because it can buy experiences, not just things. Researchers say the threshold for happiness is the hundreds of thousands of dollars per year. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 35% off paints and stains from July 26th through August 5th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples' hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Ayler. Concerning new data from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction shows high school students are confronting a mental health crisis. State Superintendent Jill Underly says schools must provide better resources for students.
We need to increase mental health services and resources in our schools. We must continue integrating mental wellness into our educational systems, working together to create a culture of understanding and empathy, one that prioritizes mental well-being, alongside academic achievement.
According to DPI's latest Youth Risk Behavior Survey, 59% of high school students say they have experienced at least one mental health challenge over the past 12 months. The U.S. Senate passes landmark legislation to protect kids online.
Support for the pair of bills was bipartisan and overwhelming, with Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Ron Johnson joining 89 other senators in sending the measure to the House. Now, the legislation would force online platforms to take reasonable steps to prevent harms to children, such as bullying, drug addiction, and sexual exploitation, and would expand existing federal privacy protections to include those 16 years old and younger. Both bills have bipartisan support in the House. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Two Wisconsin healthcare groups say the use of AI should be limited.
UW Health and medical records company Epic were part of a roundtable discussion on the topic in Washington, D.C. last month. Both say guardrails need to be put in place to ensure AI is being monitored and that patients should know where it is being used. UW Health says it's using AI to perform in-room transcription services during medical appointments and to draft possible responses to patient questions on its MyChart system. A spokesperson says a doctor or nurse will always review messages before they're sent to patients. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be hot and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88. The heat index in the mid to upper 90s this afternoon, and we could see a couple of isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, 69. Tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high of 84. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 88.
And great to be with you here today for AOA, Agriculture of America, as we have a fantastic show lined up for you here once again today. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. It's a little bit of a special show today, a little bit of a milestone. It's officially 1 year as I've taken over the hosting duties for AOA, and it's amazing to think it's been a year already. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. We've got some thoughts, so share, and we'll take a look at some news and more coming up here at the end of our program in segment four. Ahead of that, though, we have plenty to get to on the program today. Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist at Stone X, will be joining us after the bottom of the hour in segment three. We will take a look at what's happening in these markets as we wrap up the month of July and head for August. In segment two, there's a lot of discussion surrounding the ag equipment market right now. Andy Campbell with Tractor Zoom going to join us for that conversation coming up here in segment two today. Helping us kick things off, though, on AOA here for our show today, we're joined now by the Executive Director for the Soy Transportation Coalition, Mike Steenhoek, is with us. Mike, great to talk with you again. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, Jesse. Good to be with you, and congratulations on 1 year.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun, I suppose, Mike. I guess that's
the rule with farm broadcasting. It's kind of like dog years, though. So you've actually aged 7 years now.
It kind of feels that way with the amount of stories that we've talked about and covered in the last year. That is for sure. Great to have you back on the show with us here. And I know plenty of transportation related things for us to catch up on. I want to start, though. I know the Soy Transportation Coalition summer board meeting going on this week out in the Pacific Northwest. I know as well you guys have made a presentation of a ceremonial check to the Port of Grays Harbor. Catch us up on some of this. What's been going on here this week, Mike?
Yeah, so we have our summer board meeting, and we try to do it in locations that enable farmers to see the infrastructure that's really important to the industry. And so we've been up here in Vancouver, Washington. We visited a couple export facilities on Monday of this past week. And then yesterday, we actually did a trip up to Aberdeen, Washington, at the Port of Grace Harbor. And the company AGP is in the process of expanding their existing soybean meal export facility to be able to ultimately export over 6 million metric tons of soybean meal from the current 3 million metric tons. So a significant enhancement of that. And the Soy Transportation Coalition, in conjunction with a number of other soy state and national soybean groups, actually committed $1.3 million toward this project to really encourage its development. And we actually made that announcement. It's been almost 2 years ago, but we wanted to find an opportune time to actually provide that ceremonial check. And so the fact that we had this board meeting in the summer of 2024 really provided that opportunity. And so we had about 60 members of our group there, mostly soybean farmers from throughout the Midwest, presenting the ceremonial check to the Port of Grace Harbor, and AGP representatives were there as well. And we got a tour of the existing facility, saw the footprint of where the new facility would be. So it was a really good celebration of this partnership between, again, AGP, the Port of Grace Harbor, and soybean farmers, all helping make a project come to reality.
Well, fantastic stuff. And it's obviously continued investment in our infrastructure is so, so key. Mike, let's talk about maybe some other things we're watching logistically around the U.S. and around the world. I know the Canadian rail strike potential, that's been an issue that has been kind of percolating in the news here the last several weeks. Any updates there?
Yeah, I mean, the two sides still are have not come to an agreement. They're still negotiating, but the accusations continue to ratchet up, and so that there is some, the tension level is increasing, unfortunately. And, you know, we're still kind of waiting for the Canadian federal government to make an assessment on how essential and how detrimental that a rail strike or stoppage would be. We know it would be certainly significantly inconvenient, detrimental, but the Canadian government's determining how, specifically how consequential it would be. And while that deliberation by the federal government of Canada is occurring, a stoppage or a strike cannot commence. But then once they render this decision, which should be very soon, then it's on the table where you could actually have a stoppage or a strike. And that's something that would be very detrimental, obviously, to Canada. But, you know, we do have a lot of agricultural products that cross the border from the U.S. to Canada, from Canada to the U.S. A lot of fertilizer originates in Canada. Some of our exports occur off of via Canadian ports. Sometimes our rail journey that's going, say, on the Canadian Pacific, Kansas City, will start in the United States. It'll go into Canada, and then it'll come back down into the United States. So any kind of rail delivery within the United States would not be affected by that, because our unions, our railroads, even the Canadian-owned railroads, their trackage in the United States would be exempt from this. It's a separate labor agreement that's currently into effect. But it's just anytime you have to cross that border and start operating even a portion of that journey in Canada, that would be affected. And so it's something that we're very hopeful that the two sides will come together.
All right. Mike, we got about 90 seconds here. I should ask, I know we're kind of getting closer to that traditional soybean export window for the U.S. How are things looking with the river systems or some of the operations out of the PNW, et cetera, et cetera? Any updates there?
Yeah, we're very pleased that we're in a much better position with barge transportation this year versus the drought conditions of the past 2 years. The Panama Canal is increasingly allowing more transits per day. That's certainly good news. And, you know, rail service, yeah, certainly there are challenges here and there, but overall it's positioned to serve our industry. So obviously we're expecting a big crop. We're looking like our supply chain will be able to handle it. We obviously, the big key that we want is a more robust export demand. And so that's something that we're really hoping for.
It's definitely something just with all the shifting dynamics, right, Mike? A lot of, I've said this before, kind of the shuffling of the deck chairs in recent years has changed some of those global trade flows for soy and other commodities, no doubt, hasn't it?
Yeah, and then also things like the interest rates, the value of the U.S. dollar, competition from Brazil. I mean, there's a lot of things at play that are providing some headwinds for our exports. But again, soybean farmers remain the most reliable, the highest quality producers of soybeans in the international marketplace. And obviously that continues to count for something.
Definitely does. You can learn more at soytransportation.org. With that, the executive director for the Soy Transportation Coalition, Mike Steenhoek. Mike, thanks for joining us today on AOA. We'll talk to you again soon.
Good to be with you, Jesse. Thanks again.
All right. Coming up next here on AOA, let's turn our attention to what's happening in the equipment market. Andy Campbell with Tractor Zoom will join us next. You're listening to AOA. Every Tuesday, we'll be sitting around the table, sponsored by CHS. Join us and learn how CHS creates the vital connections that empower agriculture, helping farmers and ranchers like you succeed. We'll hear from different voices from throughout the cooperative system, sharing stories about how good things happen when people work together. Join us around the table every Tuesday or visit cooperativeownership.com to learn more.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
The landscape of media has changed, and people are more skeptical than ever about where they get their news and information. While major news outlets show decreasing credibility, your local farm radio station still shows strong marks. In a recent survey, farmers rated information from their farm broadcasters as almost twice as reliable as major news outlets. Farm radio continues to be transparent, honest, and trustworthy. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And as we continue here today on AOA, there is a lot going on in terms of the ag equipment market right now. There's been a lot of news headlines, for instance. Also, though, continue to watch the overall ag economy and looking at some of the dealership lots and seeing what's out there for inventory. The used market, of course, has been hot. The auction market, things like that. So let's take a dive into where things stand here. It's essentially through halfway through the year, halfway through 2024. So let's talk about it. Joining us now here on AOA, Director of Insights at Tractor Zoom, Andy Campbell. Andy, how are you, my friend? Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Jesse, thank you for having us on AOA. And hey, congratulations on your 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, I said it at the beginning, time flies when you're having fun, I suppose. It's still a little hard to believe. It's been a year since I slid into the AOA hosting chair, but been having a great time so far, and great guests such as yourself have made the show a lot of fun for me here over the last year, and hopefully for many more years to come. Let's talk about what's going on in the equipment world right now, Andy. Where do I start? There's a lot that is happening right now.
No kidding. I mean, talk about, you know, time flies when you're having fun. Time flies also when things are a little chaotic. And so we just had a bunch of our team down in Arkansas talking with Greenway Equipment, one of our partners, and they made a comment just saying that looking at sales data that might be, you know, 6 months old is no longer accurate. They said they just need to look at the last 4 months because they've never seen the market move like this before.
Yeah. Well, and I wonder about this. We've seen, obviously, some of the challenges with our ag equipment manufacturers, mm-hmm. particularly John Deere, of course, a lot of layoffs through the Midwest. Yep. AGCO's had some challenges. There's been a lot of moving parts here. Let's look at it from that aspect. With some of these mm-hmm. moves and challenges, is that a bigger indication of some broader challenges ahead for our ag equipment makers right now?
Right. Yeah. And we work pretty closely with, you know, CNH, AGCO, John Deere, and they see the writing on the wall and they're looking forward at the data just like what we are. And so they're trying to right size their ship, and AGCO, after the second quarter earnings came out yesterday that were disappointing. They're trying to structure their network and their dealer network. And so from the dealer standpoint, you know, they're not attached to the manufacturer, but in terms of right sizing, they're doing it. And they've been doing it ever since the end of 23, but definitely now in 24 for some of those that are a little later in the game. You know, just between now and the end of the year, some of the big auction partners that we work with that also work with dealers, like Big Iron, they've got 6 dealer auctions between now and September. Steffes has got 4. Merritt's got 3 until November. We're just seeing a record number of dealership auctions this year, way more than we saw in 23. And I don't even know if we saw hardly 1 or 2 in 2022.
Wow. Well, and I wonder about this too. You sent me a couple notes ahead of us talking here today, and it sounds like that this overall market with all these different things going on right now, really even the last couple of months, things have been changing quite a bit here just in the last few weeks, Andy.
They have. Yeah, it's something to where, you know, we get data into our system every day, and you need it almost every day just to see what the latest sale has been. I was actually tracking a sale this morning on some older combines, and the volume of bidders, or, you know, conversely, the lack of volume of bidders is really telling. And so kind of staying up on the market is really important right now. I just think it's kind of trickling down, and it makes sense. You know, we have higher interest rates. Obviously, the corn and soybean market is down the toilet a little bit. And so everybody's just responding to this responsibly and trying to right size dealers, farmers, and the OEMs. But it's having an effect on the different categories of equipment.
Well, let's talk about some of those specific categories. Are you seeing big changes in one particular area over another? What are some of the things you're watching right now, Andy?
Yeah, when I look at categories, I like to look at them kind of by season. So you've got combines and headers here heading into harvest, so I can hit on that. You got row crop tractors, which kind of stand on their own, and then you've got, you know, planters and sprayers. But starting with combines, you know, class 5s, 6s have always been steady Eddie. Class 7s are actually kind of entering into that cohort now, to where there's not a lot of fluctuation on class 7 combine values right now, which is fine. But I think a lot of that's because the class 8 combines, so slightly bigger, they are the problem child. They've seen significant drops, about 6 to 15% over last year. You know, like Case IH is a big one, the 8250, it dropped about 10% year over year. And if you want to look at a great case study in data analytics, you look at the S780s. You know, just by studying those, I think you lift up the hood into the psyche of the American farmer and the dealer. You know, looking at the data, we recorded 44 auctions of these in 2022, and we have 160 already this year, and just 80, half of that is just in the last 2 months. So these S780s really kind of shift the market. They're a major piece of it. Year over year, in the spring, they're down 6% year over year. But since the spring till now, we're talking about recency, it's down another 6%. Wheeler Auctions in Missouri just sold five of those for a dealer last weekend. And those are all, you know, just down that exact 5 to 6%. So you're looking at about 12 to maybe 13% year over year drop in those things.
Wow. Well, what about some other segments? I think sprayers, planters, other pieces of equipment. What else are you watching on right now, Andy?
Yeah. Sprayers. I mean, if you thought combines are kind of bad, sprayers are worse. They also tend to be very volatile. A lot of it stems because they're a high risk item for dealers to be able to carry. And so, you know, now is the risky time. And so they're unloading those. We saw this, you know, they held their value really well into 2023 when there's a little bit of extra cash in the farmer's hand, but that's not the case now. And, you know, we're following like the Case Patriot 4440, a couple of John Deere models. The Case is only down about 10%. The John Deere models, though, we're seeing anywhere from 14 to 19% drop in value. And so essentially, I call it the Icarus principle. It applies to headers. It's applying to sprayers. The higher that they flew when we had the inflationary pressures on equipment, the farther that they're falling.
We're talking with Andy Campbell, Director of Insights for Tractor Zoom. Any other specific equipment things you're watching real quick before we kind of wrap this up and talk about what we do with all this info?
Yeah, absolutely. So really quick on planters, I would expect just to see a lot less planters on dealer lots next year. There's just a lot less early order period orders being put in. So expect less to be there next year. On the row crop tractor market, there's a ton that we can talk about, but to put it briefly, you know, your smaller row crop tractors, 175 to 300 horse, they're down about 5 to 6%. The bigger you get though, those larger row crop tractors are down 6 to 9%. And I'll say an interesting thing, because you see it all over social media, those older pre-def models, they peaked. I saw one sell a month ago that was in, you know, brought 33% over what it should have. But I think that honeymoon period, that little Cinderella bit, is coming to an end. I don't think they'll crash, but I don't think we're going to see some record prices on pre-def models like we used to.
All right. So what do we do with all this information, Andy? I think about this, you know, and I see some of the social media posts, for instance, somebody saying, you know, why am I going to go out and buy a brand new X9 when I can find one low hours at, you know, a third of the cost? But even, you know, in some cases, maybe farmers are a little bit tighter with some of their cash reserves, or maybe they've gone through some of their cash reserves in this economic downturn we have right now. So, I mean, what could someone do if they need to make some upgrades? They're looking at things. I'd imagine maybe be a little cautious here. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. The psyche of what you just heard, plus what you see on social media, is exactly why AGCO and Deere have done what they've done. They don't think that there'll be the new orders, and that's probably true. Now, if the farm is still looking for a deal, and we are in a better cash position now in 24 than we were in years prior, so we got to keep that in mind, that there will be opportunities to buy and cash to do it with, that there's no dealer out there right now that would turn down the chance to negotiate with a farmer on a great deal. And so I think from a farmer's standpoint, you understand that you might not buy all new pieces of equipment, but if you need one for your operation and need to continue to build your operation, now is a good time to have a conversation with the dealer and just say, hey, here's what I can spend. You know, where can you meet me in the middle? I think that puts you in a perfect position. So getting out there and looking for equipment, TractorZoom.com. You can go set up searches and contact dealers directly through that and have those conversations, because you'll never know if you don't ask. And like I said, dealers right now are so willing to have those kind of conversations because they need to right size their equipment. Most of them have already done it, and I think they will by the end of the year, but everyone needs to with these higher interest rates.
Sometimes a good old face-to-face conversation can go a long way, right, Andy?
Absolutely. Yes, I think you can get a lot done. You can kind of get on the same side of the table and get to kind of the same endpoint, but you got to do it face-to-face.
Definitely. And again, TractorZoom.com for more information. They have a ton of resources available there, TractorZoom.com. With that, Director of Insights at TractorZoom, Andy Campbell. It's always good to talk with you, Andy. Thanks for being with us today on AOA.
Likewise, Jesse. Thank you for having us.
All right, coming up next, we're going to turn our attention to the markets. What is going on there as we wrap up the month of July? Arlen Suderman with StoneX joins us next on AOA.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney. Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
We're listening to a...
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk down 17 to 20.54, September down 31 to 21.40, October down 22 to 21.23, November milk down 19 at 20.72. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower. The trade doesn't see really enough support in the cash markets to allow live cattle markets to move higher, feeder cattle moving lower due to the weakness in live cattle. Hog markets higher as the Packers bought over 12,000 head of hogs today and pushed the cash market 6.12 higher. August live cattle down 57 cents to 187.12. August feeder cattle down 45 cents to 256.52. August hogs up 70 cents to 91.90. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets mostly lower. The extended weather forecast for the Corn Belt shows cooler and wetter conditions to help the corn crop. That's pressuring prices. Soybeans, though, higher as the short-term forecast does show some heat stress, especially in the western part of the belt. Wheat markets mostly higher due to weakness in the dollar and also strength in the Matif wheat prices. December corn down 3.25 to 401.75. November beans up 2.5 to 10.23.75. Chicago wheat September up 5.75 to 529.75. Minneapolis wheat September up 2 to 586.5. With markets, I'm Brian Winnikins.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And thanks for sticking with us here on AOA today. As we continue, we've talked exports and infrastructure in segment one with Mike Steenhook. We just took a look at the ag equipment market with Andy Campbell. Let's turn our attention now to what's happening in the commodity and livestock markets, the outside markets, and much more. joining us here for a conversation on AOA, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at Stone X. Arlen, welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
Doing well. At least it's good to see a little bit of green on the screen this morning. It's not much, but at least we have a little.
Yeah, a little bit. There was a little bit more overnight, I noticed, in the soy complex in particular into the Wednesday morning trade. But end of the month, of course, I know that could bring some added volatility to these markets each and every month. Plus, you have Fed Day on Wednesday. That's another thing we'll talk about as well. But I think just to start, Arlen, the grain trade overall, it's obviously been pretty bearish. There's been a lot of concern with some of the pullback in these commodity prices here over the last several weeks. What's your assessment of where things stand here as we're wrapping up the month of July and essentially halfway through the year?
Well, right now, the market is focused on expectations that ample supplies of corn and soybeans will get even bigger as we move into the next marketing year based on what the crop ratings and the satellites are currently showing us. Obviously, that can change in the month of August, but so far the weather forecast looking deeper into the month of August is looking favorable for 85% of the corn soybean growing areas, at least at this point. And so that's what the market is trading. There's kind of a commodity deflation mantra. It's not just the grain and oil seeds. Outside of this morning's geopolitical rally that we're seeing that affected crude oil prices and also soybeans for a while, it's a general sense that with China's economy hurting, that the world's not going to need as many commodities, and so the funds are just piling on in what we call shorting the commodities or building short or sold positions in the commodities. We got to change that story. When they're this short as they are right now, record to near record short, when prices are this low, multi-year lows in some cases, it sometimes doesn't take much to change it, but you never know when or what is going to do that. And we're right on the cusp of harvest now when we tend to get some pressure as well. So this is not a good time right now. But frankly, if you want to look for the silver lining in all of this, decisions are being made in Brazil right now for how much acreage to plant for their 24-25 marketing year. And they're making decisions on primarily soybeans in Brazil now, as well as their summer corn, which is their smaller corn crop, and in Argentina for both corn and soybeans. And so from that standpoint, the last thing we would want right now is a big rally that would stimulate them to increase acreage planted to both crops. And in Brazil, they've got the expansion acreage by taking out more brushland if it's profitable to do so. So low prices at this time of the year tend to discourage that. Let's let them make their decisions, and then maybe we can get a rally with some concerns developing around the development of La Nina and its impacts in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, it really comes down to a supply versus demand issue, it seems here, Arlen. And we think about the global supplies, and you mentioned some of those acreage decisions coming up in South America and the talk of the big supplies here in the U.S. And in particular for U.S. commodities, it's that demand picture has been kind of lacking in many cases. I'd say particularly on the soybean side, corn's fared pretty well, but it's been a tough picture where we have oversupply to some extent and not enough demand. And that's where some of this disconnect is as well, I feel like.
You're exactly right. China is the number one importer of commodities, not just grain and oil seeds, but that's what our particular interest is here. And so as they go, so goes global demand to a great extent. And their population is now in decline. Their population declined by more than 2 million people last year, and it's continuing to decline as the birth rate is lower than the death rate now in China. Their diet is changing, and that was largely driven by the African swine fever epidemic that wiped out nearly two-thirds of their hog herd at one point at the worst of it. And that forced people to look at other protein sources, and we never really fully got that demand back. And we're seeing also, as a matter of policy, they're dictating that producers of pork use less soy meal in their diets and are supplementing with other things, amino acids, et cetera, to fill the void. And so declining demand for both soy meal and for corn has been a factor. And then you look at the fact that Brazil has been rapidly expanding its production, and that Brazil has a much cheaper currency, giving them a price advantage for Chinese buyers. And that's been the biggest reason why we've seen a decline in demand. Were it not for a big surge in demand from Mexico this year for corn, we'd be in a real hurt for both corn and soybeans.
We're talking with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at Stone X. Arlen, another piece of this puzzle, too, that we should talk about. As I mentioned earlier, it is Fed Day on Wall Street Wednesday. The Federal Reserve will wrap up their two-day meeting. Obviously, the broader market picture, inflation, interest rates, a lot of folks concerned about the overall economy, the ag economy. We're seeing different things around the world. I know the Bank of Japan did some things as well on Wednesday. I think about this too. The U.S. debt over $35 trillion for the first time. I know some folks are painting the overall economy with a little bit of an upbeat picture, but I'm still fairly skeptical here, Arlen.
Well, there's been a lot of signs that our U.S. economy is resilient. I wouldn't call it robust by any means, and we certainly have some sectors of it that have been in a recession, but the overall economy has been resilient and actually showing some signs of bouncing back. We'll get a big jobs report tomorrow, but regardless, the markets are convinced that the Fed will cut interest rates in September at its September meeting. And not only that meeting, but repeatedly cutting over 200 basis points by the end of next year is what the market's been pricing in. I think that is overambitious. I don't see that happening in any way unless our economy takes a sharp turn to the south. Ironically, we saw China's stock market rally today because it believes that the Fed will finally start cutting rates multiple times, and that will give its government the freedom to actually stimulate its economy, and that could start increasing demand for commodities going forward. You mentioned the Bank of Japan. They raised their interest rates today, ending 8 years of negative interest rates, and they say more rate hikes are possible this year. That could start causing some of their money to come back home to Japan. They're the biggest holder of U.S. debt certificates. So if you have Japan withdrawing its money from purchasing our debt certificates, we may see the Fed Reserve have to go back toward monetizing our debt by buying some of those. We call it the fancy term quantitative easing, and start with a more easy money policy. That could see more upward pressure on longer-term interest rates, that whole combination of things when you throw in our rapid rate of congressional spending right now and the growth of debt certificate supply, while the Fed tries to keep the lower term rates lower so we can see that yield curve go back to more normal, healthy levels. And all of that, I think, could start bringing back demand for commodities as we get into next year. But we've got to improve that demand side of it in light of the way we've been increasing supply of late.
Arlen, we have about 90 seconds here just to wrap up our conversation today. I guess, what would you say to farmers and ranchers, reminders as we kind of work through some of this down cycle? And I don't want it to be, I don't want to get too doom and gloom here, but we're kind of in that downtrend time where I know some tough decisions have to be made. Folks have to really kind of look at their overall position, the health of their operation, et cetera. I mean, what would you remind folks as we navigate some of these lower commodity markets and the overall economy right now?
Well, the ag economy goes through cycles, and we've had our years of building equity, and we could hit home runs in our marketing by being patient. This is the other side of the cycle now, when we have to protect that equity that we built and focus on hitting singles and doubles. And that means taking advantage of basis opportunities, take advantage of the carry in the market, the premium in the deferred contracts with your storage hedges, perhaps on what you put in the storage where you get opportunities to do so, and just try to supplement what the flat price offers you, using some of the over-the-counter products that are offered by some grain sellers, and just try to protect the equity, be in more of a defensive mode now until we turn this cycle again.
And I think that same goes for our livestock folks as well. I know some prices have been better over there, but still not a bad idea to be defensive in the livestock arena as well, right, Arlen?
Yeah, absolutely. We've hit the peak. This is typically when we hit the peak for pork demand at this time of year. We get another bump in beef demand around Labor Day, and then both tend to trail off.
Always enjoyed the conversation, and very much appreciate you taking the time to be on AOA with us when you can. Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, and happy one-year anniversary.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Arlen Suderman with StoneX joining us here today on AOA. And coming up next, I'll reflect on 1 year in the host chair and take a look at a few news items as well. We'll be back with more on AOA right after this.
Hey, wouldn't it be
why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer? Whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus, free home delivery on select smart beds when you add an adjustable base. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. NC 24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Join us the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of the Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for the Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
Hi, this is Leanne Womack. I fell in love with country music as a child listening to my dad spin records at a radio station. I always dreamed of hearing my own songs on the radio. I set a goal and achieved it. You can do anything if you set your mind to it. Never let anyone tell you it's impossible. So if you have the chance to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA here today. Thanks again for sticking with us on the program and awesome conversations on the show with Arlen Suderman there from StoneX in the last segment. Some good reminders as we manage through a down cycle here in the overall ag economy and in the markets. Also, the ag equipment market. We talked with Andy Campbell from Tractor Zoom earlier in the show, and a good update as well on the logistics side with Mike Steenhoek from the Soy Transportation Coalition to kick off the show today. Of course, as we mentioned and alluded to, I'm celebrating 1 year in the host chair for AOA here today, and it's hard for me to believe it's been a year. And I just want to say, first, before I want to get this out of the way first before I dive into this, because I hadn't really prepared much to say. I had a couple general thoughts in my head, though. I want to thank you, the listener, farmers, ranchers, and folks throughout the ag industry and rural America, as well as the general public listening in, maybe who don't have a big role in agriculture, but you hear us on your favorite radio station, or you hear us on podcast maybe, or whatever the case is. There's so many ways that people listen to content now and listen to programs. So I just want to say thank you for embracing me and letting me slide into this new role and talk to you and be a part of your daily conversation. So I really appreciate that. And I just wanted to make sure I say that up front before I start rambling on here for the next few minutes. But I will say, when I was approached to take over the hosting duties for this show, and of course, Mike Adams started this show along with our company here, and with Lance Knudsen, and you know, a few years ago now. And then when he stepped aside, Mike Pearson slid into the chair for a couple of years, and then I took over for Mr. Pearson as he moved on to different opportunities on TV. I was at first I was a little hesitant to slide into this type of a role. I've been a farm broadcaster for 10 years now, a little over 10 years, and I'd always been kind of a markets guy. I'd always been putting together various, you know, short form programming and newscasts and weather and things like that. That was always my bread and butter, my go-to. That's what I got to be fairly good at, I think, anyway, at least I hope so. And so I was a little nervous to take on a new role like this, more longer form, more hard conversations, staying on top of the news cycle,
essentially 24/7. I don't know if I really truly sleep a whole lot, and it's not because of a newborn in the house, but it's more because I'm always constantly trying to watch the stories that are out there that could impact farmers and ranchers. And at the end of the day, I've said this to multiple people, and as I've taken on this role and I reflect on a year now in the host chair, and I hope many more years to come, I've really enjoyed my time doing this. And I've developed the mindset that I'm not here to make the news. I'm here to tell your story. And I mean that. I'm a kid who grew up in a town of 100 people in North Central Iowa. I'm here to tell the story of those folks that I grew up with. Tell your story, the things you're doing in agriculture. Keep you informed on things that are going to impact your operation, your bottom line. Try to be as grassroots as possible and do as much as I can to be the caretaker of the story, because I love talking about agriculture. And it's important to me to make sure that the voices of America's farmers, ranchers are heard. And that's what I've tried to do with this show the last year, and that's what I hope to continue to do. Now, I will say, I haven't always gotten it right. I know that for a fact. Some people have voiced their opinions on that to me, and I'm glad that they have. I've had some conversations in the last year on the show that a lot of folks didn't agree with necessarily, and in hindsight, I look back at some of those and I say, okay, that maybe wasn't the best conversation to have on the show, or maybe that's a topic that we don't approach again, that kind of thing. And I know I'm not always going to get it right. We're human. That's the way I look at it. Moving forward, now that I've kind of gotten my feet wet over the last year, I look ahead and I hope that I'm a little better positioned in this role and season to maybe ask some tougher questions, maybe ask some tough questions of our lawmakers. For instance, we talk with a lot of them frequently here on this program each and every weekday. We have a lot going on in this country right now in terms of a tumultuous presidential election in front of us, less than 100 days to that. It's going to shape a lot of things moving forward for the United States, no doubt. And so that's a fabric of the conversation that we have to have here on the program. The Farm Bill, of course, very important to rural American farmers and ranchers. And the lack of a Farm Bill is concerning to me as it is to you, I'm sure. And so maybe asking some tougher questions of our lawmakers and folks in positions of power to do something about this, bringing on other topics that are important. There's so much conversation surrounding sustainable aviation fuel and climate, et cetera, et cetera. So at the end of the day, I'm hoping that I can continue to be a good voice and tell a story that needs to be told, and hopefully find the topics that engage you and that you care about. And of course, you hopefully continue to listen to AOA and follow along with us here as we move forward. So that's my spiel, I guess. I'll put it that way here as we get close to wrapping up the program. A big thank you as well to producer Paul in the studio, making the show sound good. I thank him for all of his hard work as well. He keeps me in check day in and day out. So thanks to him behind the scenes, and everyone on our team as well. And again, thank you to our listeners here for AOA. And it's been a fun year in the host chair. And again, I hope many more years to come. With that, we're out of time on the program today. Thanks for joining us. We'll have a great show tomorrow. We're going to talk with Alan Schaefer from the Engine Technology Forum. And we'll also talk with Corey Geiger from CoBank. With that, we're out of time. I'm Jesse Allen. Thanks for listening to AOA. Have a great rest of your day.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
And we're back, looking at another lopsided matchup, Jim. Today we have a combine taking on a train.
Yeah, that heavy train is about 1,000 times heavier than the combine. No competition there.
Right, especially given that it'll take at least a mile to stop that train.
That's 18 football fields.
It's no contest. Every day people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
This message brought to you by Operation Lifesaver.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that we can give our daughters everything they need to grow and learn. But not every child can focus on classes and play dates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger. That's 1 in 6.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60,